Well, a very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and it's down to Rotterdam and Maastricht in the Netherlands, which city will host Eurovision 2020. Ooh.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakas from the UK.
Hello, this is Ieva Zasmauskaitė from Lithuania.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Here I stand by your side. It's been a while since we talked about the future. It's how I feel. There's only so much love for me to give, and I can see you want to stay a little longer.
The song He's Always On My Mind, which was from Melodifestivalen in 2003, the Swedish Eurovision National Final. And the funny thing is Maria represented Estonia twice in 1996 and also in 1997. But in a strange turn of events, she decided to try and represent the country of Sweden. And nobody saw it coming. But it was a nice surprise because that song is pretty damn good, don't you think? Yes, it is, don't you? Yeah, so Melodifestivalen has sprung up a lot of surprises from singers from different countries who have already represented different countries or maybe even their home country and then want to represent Sweden. It's been very odd. For example, Maria, the song that we just heard, she did make it to the grand final. She didn't do quite well there. Also, we've had Helena Paparizou, who's actually won Eurovision for Greece in 2005 with My Number One. And then she went into Melodifestivalen in 2014 with the song Survivor. And she didn't do too badly either with that, but she obviously didn't win Melodifestivalen. And all the way back in 2005, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, who won Eurovision for the UK in 97 with Love Shine a Light, she tried to represent Sweden in Melodifestivalen with If Tomorrow Never Comes. That is an interesting song and performance, and very Katrina-esque. And it's worth a look if you've got YouTube, definitely. And I think I might have the song somewhere, so I'll have to seek it out somewhere. Right, as it's been quite a serious week, if you watch the news and all sorts, I want to lighten the mood up a bit. And I want to play a song which is just incredibly charming. It's from a German singer who represented Luxembourg in 1976. I'm going to play the song for you now. I don't know why I said that. I haven't watched any Teletubbies, I can swear. So the song is called Chanson pour ces temps, which means songs for those who love each other. Yeah. And the song is from Jürgen Markus. This is Luxembourg, 1976, coming 14th.
Yeah.
to get up, believe me, to get up again and again. Each time they knocked me down, it's hurt a lot. Love's got to show now, there's nowhere to go now. This is the end of the line, because I'm giving this all I've got. Ross, your heart, say I love you. Cross your heart and hope to die for a very simple reason. And here's the reason why. For so many hearts are broken by one little lie. Cross your heart and hope to die. La 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 la. And here's the reason why. For so many hearts are broken by one little lie. Cross your heart and hope to die.
Reynolds representing Ireland in 1974 with that very song, Cross Your Heart, which came 7th out of 16, and they got 11 points. Mid-placing there for old Ireland. Tina Reynolds, she's simply really known as Tina, and basically the song was a number one hit in the Irish charts, and prior to this, Tina had hits in Ireland with I Don't Know How to Love Him, which got to number one in 1971, Tell Me What's the Matter, which got to number 15 in 1972, and When Morning Has Come, number 20 in 1973. Yes, and Tina almost represented Ireland at the 1973 contest, as she was flown out to Luxembourg to replace Maxi, who refused to perform. But ultimately, Maxi was persuaded to perform on the night. Yes. And after her Eurovision appearance, Tina remained a popular live and TV performer in Ireland, with further hits such as All Through the Night, a duet with Glenn Curtin. Oh, my mother's maiden name is Curtin. number 20 in 1975. And I'll Do It All Again, which reached number 3 in 1976. Also, the most random thing is that Tina did a German version of this song called Hand aufs Herz. There you go. So that's an interesting thing, don't you think? Now, as I mentioned earlier, we've had like previous winners and entrants to Eurovision participate in different countries' national finals to try and represent them. It's a very random thing, but it does happen. Like also 2001, Nan Grönvall, who represented Sweden in 1996 as part of One More Time with the song Della Vilda. Nan Grönvall tried to represent the UK in 2001 with a song called Men. Yes, and but Lindsay Dreykus won that national final with No Dream Impossible. But a British superstar who is, I think, either has a mother or a father who's born in Germany, went to try and represent Germany at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, and she won the national final there in Germany, Unser Lied für Malmö. Yes, so we're going to hear Cascada. Yes, Cascada. She represented Germany in 2013. She didn't do particularly well. I think live on the night, it didn't really work. But the song, I think, is awesome. And it still will always be awesome. So here is Cascada with Glorious, Germany 2013.
Do you know? Time to let yourself go. Why don't we just let it show? Tell me what you're waiting for. 'Cause I wanna live before I die. Crash and burn and lose my mind. Tonight we can be glorious.
This is Sergei Lazarev from Russia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We can never let the word be unspoken. We will never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had is staying unbroken. No, you will always be the only one. You're the only one.
Sergei Lazarev representing Russia in 2016, coming third with You Are the Only One. And Mr. Rob Aritas, my husband, just here. Hello, Rob.
Hello, everyone.
How are you today?
Can't complain. How are you today?
All the better for seeing you.
Always.
So then again, we live with each other. So
all the time. I can't get rid of him.
No, you're contractually obliged to have me around you now, don't you? You do know that.
Yes, sadly, it's unbreakable.
Oh, that's like Switzerland 2012. Unbreakable! That was a good song. Oh, the cat. Uh-oh. We need to stop that now. Right. I think we might have to, actually. Right. Okay, Rob, what are we going to do?
Sorry, the cat just came in.
Yes.
So, right, I'll get a year.
No. First up, we need to announce what we're doing.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Right, so any new listeners will need to know this. Right, Rob has two hats. One hat has little bits of paper with years on, from 1956 to 2019. And then in the other hat, we've got countries in with little bits of paper. Yeah, and basically, the countries go from Andorra to Yugoslavia. Okay, so Rob is going to firstly pick out a year. So, Rob, what is the year going to be?
Okay. Oh, hang on, I have one dropped it. 1989.
Oh, now that was the contest that was held in Switzerland, in Lausanne. Yes. It was the year after Celine Dion won with the Parc des Princes and won.
Didn't we go outside the stadium when we were in Lausanne?
Yes, that's right. We got to the Place de Bully, which is lovely. Right, Rob. So we got 1989 in Switzerland. So let's hope we pick a country that which was in that contest.
Okay, right, I've got one. Czech Republic.
No, they debuted 2007.
Okay, next one. Ireland.
Oh my gosh, yes, we got the Irish entry. Kevin Connolly and the Missing Passengers with The Real Me. Now, that was Ireland's worst result ever at the Eurovision Song Contest until 1999, because around the time, Ireland were always generally in the top 10, or if they were in the top 10, at least like under 10, at least when they were under 10th, they were relatively in the high teens, basically.
Well, they weren't too far off being winning like a million times in a row, so it's not too bad.
True. And they did host the year before, so say no more. So let's hear which song we're going to hear, Rob. It is
Ireland 1989.
Yes, Kevin Connolly and the Missing Passengers with The Real Me. And Kevin Connolly is pretty well known for his ears, a bit like Clunes. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Martin.
Yes, Martin Clunes. That's it. Thank you, Rob. And we'll see you next week.
Good indeed. I call my baby and she tells me that she's leaving and this time's for good. I can't believe her and I'm sure that there was something that I've missed. See you there.
samo black lived you I sunca nisam vidio tebe čekao Bog te je meni poslao od srca otkinuo svog da bih živio I čekao da ti meni daš čudo ljubavi Ej, draga, ej, draga Suze u tomu pretvaraš, u vodaći odmaraš Začaraš Ej, lijepa, ej, sveta Vodu, vino pretvaraš, ti se moliš za sve nas Za sve nas, za nas, za nas. Bio samo blak lebdio I sunca nisam vidio
Croatia, 2009, coming 18th with 45 points. That is Lijepa Tena, which means beautiful singer, from Igor Krukov featuring Andrea. I wonder if he was singing about himself. Those Croatians, eh? Oh, they're lovely people. And a beautiful country it is, too. I'm desperate to get to Split and Dubrovnik, but I've heard that there is so much overcrowding in Dubrovnik, like there has been in Venice recently, the locals are starting to basically not like the fact that all these tourists are going to these historical cities. So it might be doing detrimental effect to the inhabitants of these cities. So I've got to be mindful of that, I guess. Right, okay, it is almost 5:32, and it's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 21st of July 2019, with me, Kieran Aritatius. Rotterdam and Maastricht will compete in the coming weeks to become the host city of the Eurovision Song Contest 2020. The contest organiser, NPO, has announced earlier this week that the two cities are the only ones left in the race. It's not entirely surprising that Rotterdam and Maastricht are left in the two-way fight to host. The rumours and speculations regarding their statuses as frontrunners has been around for some time, and that status was cemented by the withdrawal of the capital city, Amsterdam, from the race to host Eurovision 2020. The organisers of the 2019 Junior Eurovision Song Contest have announced that 19 countries are going to be performing in Poland for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in November. Kazakhstan are back once again, and not only that, Spain have returned after 13 years away from the contest. France are still there, and also Ireland and Wales too, so that's happy days, good to hear. Sirhat, who represented San Marino this year with the song Sing Na Na Na, has released a German version. Ah, good for him. The Icelandic group Hattori has announced its 18-city European tour for 2020. So that's very exciting. You can find more details at wiwiblogs.com. And finally, Netflix in the United States have signed an agreement with the EBU to basically show Eurovision 2019 and 2020. Yeah, so the geo block though sadly will stay in place on YouTube for anybody in the United States who wants to watch any type of Eurovision live streaming or anything like that, which is pretty cruel. But you can watch it on Netflix, and by all accounts of how well Netflix have been doing in recent years, I don't think that will trouble many people. If they want to watch Eurovision, then they can do on Netflix in the United States. Just be aware, only in the United States, only, which is a bit of a shame. I wish they had every Eurovision on Netflix, and that would be incredible, don't you think? I started a conversation about this on Friday on our Facebook page, so if you haven't followed our Facebook page or liked it, then you can. The page is simply called the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, we are on Twitter at ESE Showcase, and our email address is eseshowcase@gmail.com. We have a request from Javier Laval coming up, and also one from Robert Wallström, and we have Live and Kicking. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. And I'm Kieran Aritatis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on 92.3 Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, everybody. This is Esther Hart from the Netherlands.
Hello, everybody. This is Paula Selin.
And this is Ovi from Romania.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakus from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, No Dream Impossible. Enjoy.
No dream impossible.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Fuck yeah.
Gudrun Ari Karlsdottir with Andvakar, which means sleepless in Icelandic. That came sixth in the Icelandic Eurovision National Final, Songs for Keppnin, in 2006. Yes, unceremoniously lost to Sylvia Knight with the song Til Helmik Island, which means congratulations, Iceland. Oh dear, those dark, dark days. Now, I would love to play you Iceland 2006 because it's just completely crazy weird. But there is a swear word in it, so I'm not going to play it, basically. Or if I do, I'm going to have to heavily make sure that I cut that out. Right, okay, it's now time for a request, and we're going to Javier Laval. And Javier, thank you very much for your request. Lovely to hear from you. And we're going to play a song from the Australian Eurovision National Final this year. This song came third in the end, and it was one of the favourites to win, but it didn't get quite there because, of course, Electra Fields came second, and Kate Miller-Heike came first with Zero Gravity. But here is the Australian group Shepherd with the song On My Way.
Your heart is beating beside me, it's trying to ignite. It gives off the heat of a sunbeam, even on the coldest night. It's like I'm burning from inside out, and I think I know who to blame. We have a fever that's wild and dangerous, and I wanna dance in the flame.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Maeve Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Siehst du dort das junge Mädchen auf dem Bahnsteig stehen? Sie glaubt, einer von den Zügen wird in die Freiheit gehen. Und der Mann, der seinen Job verlor, träumt, dass er's allen zeigt, wie Phönix aus der Asche steigt. Träume sind für alle da. Glaub daran und halt sie fest, mit Herz, mit Leib und Seele.
Schläft heut unter Brücken ein. Eine Frau denkt an ein Kind und merkt nicht, dass sie weint.
Der Junge, der ganz einfach fortläuft mit unbekanntem Ziel.
That is Germany 1992, Wind with Träume sind für alle da, dreams are made for everyone. Oh, what a very sweet song, and probably my favourite song from Wind. Out of their 85, 87 and 92 entries, that was awesome. I love singing along to that, and I do in the car quite often, actually. Right, now it's time for our final request, and this comes from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Robert, lovely to hear from you. And you want a song played from the Hungarian national final, Adal, 2014, and this was in one of the semi-finals. This is a great song, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Lilia Poliak with Kadzolash, which means scratch. So here we are. Here is Lilia Poliak.
És hol a hely, a repülés, hova tűnt, ha nincs már, játszottam, hogy játsznék, mint árnyékodban árnyék. Még áll a más, miért lenne már?
Csak öleli.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Yes, indeed. Now it's time for us to go and fly to Tallinn, Estonia for the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm going to play you the song that came second. Yes, it's the Maltese entry. The beauty that is Ira Losko. Here is the song which the United Kingdom and many other countries gave it 12 points. Here is Seventh Wonder, Malta 2002.
From Switzerland, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, Enjoy.
I noticed her when she arrived, kinda late, a mama like. But mama, she ain't here tonight,
getting rowdy, rowdy.
When she poured out the little spice, got the whole place on a vibe. Monday night and a Friday night,
getting rowdy, rowdy.
She let her body
talk.
She made the party
stop.
She getting naughty.
Yeah.
Dropping it down.
When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. She light in the fire now, going wild like an animal. All ain't gonna sweat it out,
getting rowdy, rowdy.
Turning heads and turning up, breaking necks, she breaking cups. Look at her, can't get enough,
getting rowdy, rowdy.
She lit up.
party.
Stop.
She can't deny it.
Yeah.
Dropping it down.
When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing. When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing.
All the girls go,
yo, yo, yo.
Everyone go,
yo, yo, yo.
She got us dirty dancing. When she go low, when she go low, she go so low, she go so low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing.
Luca Hani, she got me. Switzerland 2019. That is the Eurovision showcase right here on Forest FM for another week. Oh, I'm so sorry. But, oh, boy. Switzerland 2019. That was, I think, my personal winner of the whole contest. Yes. But love Luca. He's awesome. Right, if you've missed this show and previous shows, you can listen back to our full catalogue on Mixcloud, iTunes, any podcast app, including Spotify as well. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. But I hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis bald, do widzenia, and I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Station.
Oh,
East Us's favorite station.
Forest Station.